Welcome back to Just Me and the I Ching, or otherwise known as the Book of Changes. Now, I use a card system. I don't use yarrow sticks, coins, or dice, and I look to see what our advice would be for the next fortnight. And the hexagrams that came out were 46 and 56. So 46, known as pushing upwards, it signifies a time of growth and progress, much like a plant pushing upwards towards the light. The lesson of this hexagram is about perseverance and determination in the face of obstacles. It encourages you to stay focused on your goals and to keep moving forward, even if progress seems slow or difficult. The key is to maintain a positive attitude and to trust that your efforts will eventually lead to success. Now, I looked for an expansion on this hexagram that came out, and this is what I got. Obviously, perseverance. Keep pushing forward towards your goals, even when faced with obstacles or setbacks. Determination. Stay focused on what you want to achieve and be willing to put in the effort required to make it happen. Optimism. Maintain a positive attitude, believing that your efforts will eventually lead to success. Patience. Understand that growth and progress take time and be willing to wait for the right moment to act. Adaptability. Be flexible in your approach, willing to adjust your plans as needed to overcome challenges. Courage. Have the courage to take risks and step out of your comfort zone in the pursuit of your goals. Resilience. Learn from your failures and setbacks, using them as opportunities to grow stronger and more determined. Self-belief, trust in your abilities and have confidence that you have what it takes to succeed. Focus, stay concentrated on your goals, avoiding distractions that may lead you off course. Endurance, be prepared to face difficulties and challenges along the way, knowing that each obstacle you overcome brings you closer to your goals. And the accompanying hexagram that came with this was hexagram 56, which means the wanderer or the traveller. So the lesson is about the importance of staying true to yourself and your principles, even in unfamiliar or challenging situations. It suggests that sometimes the path to success or fulfillment may involve stepping outside of your comfort zone and exploring new territories, both literal and metaphorically. So I was looking for an expansion on this, and this is what I got. It also speaks of the idea of being open to new experiences and opportunities, as they may lead you to valuable insights or discoveries. It encourages you to embrace change and to view it as a natural part of life's journey. Overall, the lesson of hexagram 56 is about having the courage to embark on new adventures, trusting in your inner guidance, and staying true to your values no matter where life may take you. And the further expansion on this was courage. Embrace new experiences and challenges with courage and an open mind. Adaptability. Be flexible and adaptable in different situations, as change is a natural part of life. Exploration. Venture into unknown territories, whether physical or intellectual, to broaden your horizons. Self-discovery. Use your experiences as opportunities for self-discovery and personal growth. Independence. Trust your own judgment and intuition when making decisions, even if they go against the norm. Resilience. Be resilient in the face of adversity, knowing that challenges can lead to valuable lessons. Openness. Stay open to new ideas, perspectives, and possibilities that may arise on your journey. Authenticity. Stay true to yourself and your values, even when faced with temptation or pressure to conform. Resourcefulness. Use your creativity and resourcefulness to navigate unfamiliar situations and overcome obstacles. Gratitude. Be grateful for the experiences, both positive and negative, that shape your journey and help you grow. When I looked into the moving lines, we have moving line 2, moving line 3, and moving line 4. So what are the lessons? Oh, and moving line 6. And the lessons here for moving line number 2 is basically the text speaks about not being overly eager or hasty in one's actions. So it suggests a cautious approach, advising patience and assertiveness to the timing of one's endeavours. It can also warn against impulsive decisions that may lead to setbacks or difficulties. My apologies. So I'll just read that again. It can also warn against impulsive decisions that may lead to setbacks or difficulties. Moving line 3 in the hexagram, first hexagram was, it suggests the idea of progress through modesty and humility. It advises against arrogance or overconfidence, instead emphasizing the importance of remaining humble and respectful, especially in times of advancement or success. The line teaches that true progress comes from a balanced and modest approach, rather than from boastfulness or pride. And then moving line 4 speaks the idea of progress through perseverance and determination. It suggests that even in the face of challenges or obstacles, one should remain steadfast and continue to strive for advancement. The line teaches the importance of resilience and persistence, in achieving one's goals, highlighting that true progress often requires overcoming difficulties with a strong and unwavering spirit. And then the last moving line was line 6. It suggests that one should not rush forward blindly, but instead wait for the right moment to act. The line teaches the importance of patience and discernment, reminding us that true progress often comes from being in harmony with the timing of events and knowing when to advance and when to wait. Now, if you would like to pass on any of your stories or any of your experiences with the I Ching, you're welcome to do so. My email address is ncnz2015@gmail.com. I hope everyone has a happy, fulfilling fortnight, and you all look after yourselves. Love and light, and I'll be back in approximately 2 weeks to voice what our lessons are for the next 2 weeks and what things you may need to look for, try and do, understand, or move through in life. So love and light, and have a wonderful evening or day, be it wherever you are in the world. Take care.